This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, as we study the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew chapter 5, Leroy draws a lesson in reconciliation from some trees that were planted too far apart. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Last summer, my wife and I were in Great Britain on a preaching tour shortly after a violent windstorm had swept the land, flattening more than 1 million trees. An official investigation discovered that the unusually high loss occurred because the trees had been planted just far enough apart to keep their roots from being intertwined with each other. Each tree stood alone with no help from the tree next to it, and over 1 million were lost. What a tremendous picture to remind us of our need for each other in our life of daily discipleship. You see, when we as Christians become estranged from each other, the whole church is weakened and becomes more vulnerable to the attacks of Satan. And the only way we can stay together is to be constantly involved in the process of being reconciled to each other. Listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verse 23. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Reconciliation now involves confession, forgiveness, and restoration. These are the key elements in our walk of daily discipleship. We need each other. We need the binding of heart to heart, from which we gain strength and experience the love of Christ through the concern and prayers of our brothers and sisters in the faith. A recent newspaper story told of a Chicago police officer who wants to go back to Vietnam and dig up a minefield he laid down there more than 20 years ago. The man was only 18 when he served in Vietnam with the Marines, and he is concerned with reports that men and women and children are still being injured by the mines he helped to bury. So he volunteered to go back and help remove them. The process of being reconciled to our brothers and sisters in Christ is a lot like digging up an old minefield. When anger, bitterness, and hatred are buried inside of us, they keep exploding and injuring others. Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." Christian, how about it? Is there someone to whom you need to be reconciled today? Is there a long-buried spiritual mine you need to dig up and defuse before it injures someone? We need each other. Alone, we are as vulnerable as the trees in England. But standing together, we are strong in fellowship and love. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy explores the importance of living a Christian life that's in focus on Daily Discipleship.